Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Al Jazeera has obtained footage showing Israeli forces in Gaza shooting two unarmed Palestinians dead at close range. One of the men repeatedly waves what appears to be a piece of white fabric to show that they are not a threat. This, of course, is an international symbol of surrender. The bodies of the two Palestinians are then buried by an Israeli bulldozer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has told the White House that it wants to reschedule a cancelled meeting. An Israeli delegation was due to visit Washington to discuss Israel's planned ground offensive in Rafah, but Netanyahu cancelled the trip after the U.S. refused to veto a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Divers have been searching Baltimore's Patapsco River for six people presumed dead after Tuesday's bridge collapse. The six missing are workers from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador and Honduras. Plans are being made to remove the Dali ship and clear the channel so the port can open. The United Nations says it is gravely concerned about the humanitarian situation in the northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Congolese forces have been battling armed groups, including M23 fighters in the mineral-rich area. The M23 have taken several towns from government troops and have threatened Goma, the main city in the region. Decades of conflict have displaced more than 7 million people within the country. The healthcare system in Afghanistan is in crisis. Hospitals and clinics are poorly equipped, and medical staff often leave the country for better opportunities abroad. And a lack of international support is adding to the problem.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine a new report for the United Nations titled Anatomy of a Genocide, detailing Israel's relentless war on Gaza. What conclusions does it reach? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.